When the Nobel Prize was awarded in 62, they waited to 62, I think, really because a lot of the people thought, well, it's a pretty model, but maybe it isn't really the model for how DNA replicates. With the Meselson-Stahl experiment, the model was right, and 4 years later we got the Nobel Prize. By then Roslin was not living, and so they have the rule only three people can get a given prize. So there wasn't any problem. Morris got one, I got one, and Francis. If Roslin had been alive, the only sort of just thing would have been two Nobel Prizes, one for Wilkins and Franklin for the experimental work, and one to Francis and I in biology. They could have got the prize in chemistry, and we could have got the prize in physiology or medicine. That would have been, everyone would have been pleased.